Time to talk turkey this morning, as we're just, 3 weeks away from the big day. So I don't think you need to take your turkey out to start the thawing just yet, but you got to get things planned. And we're getting some help this morning from the Butterball Turkey Talk Line expert. And joining us this morning to talk about getting ready, as well as the Butterball Thanksgiving Outlook Report, is Gwendolyn Carlisle, who's a Butterball Turkey Talk Line expert. Hi, Gwendolyn. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on. We are getting started. The line actually opened yesterday, so we are just getting busy talking to turkey and really excited to help everybody this season.
I suppose the first question they ask on the early going is, when's Thanksgiving? When is that happening? Sometimes people always, though we kind of know it's on a Thursday somewhere in the month of November, but once we turn the calendar, we have to start thinking about that as we get rid of all our Halloween decorations and get ready for Thanksgiving. Well, let's first talk a little bit about the history of the Turkey Talk Line and how you became this such an expert, if you will.
Yeah, you know what? The line has actually been around for 42 years, and I've been talking turkey for 12 of those 42 years. I can hardly believe it. It started with just a group of home economists back in 1981, and they just got together to answer a few phone calls, and here we are 42 years later answering thousands and thousands of phone calls. And honestly, now that we have all the different social media platforms, we've touched millions of consumers over the holiday season. So it's a really exciting time to be working for Butterball, and I'm really excited to do it myself.
That's great. I know there's a lot that goes into that, and you probably have things that you learned along the way, or you know, just a little things to get help for information. It's amazing though, people would still call on a phone and talk, but there's something about getting that comforting information. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we need to do right now as the month of November begins and we're moving closer to Thanksgiving, so we're all set and not in a panic when it gets too close to the day.
Yeah, you know what? This time of the year, it's a good time to start planning. We basically tell people if you're going to have a certain number of guests, that you figure out how much turkey you'd like to buy. And it's about a pound and a half we recommend per person. So you can go actually on butterball.com. We have this great calculator where you can put in the number of people you're going to be having, and it'll calculate the size of turkey that you should be purchasing. So if you want to and you're going to plan on purchasing a frozen turkey, you can surely go out and purchase them right now. I've seen them in the stores already. And if you're looking for a certain size, it's better to go early than late and just store it in your freezer until you get to about a week out of Thanksgiving. We love to call that Thursday before Thanksgiving National Thaw Your Turkey Day, and that's time when everybody can take their turkey that they've purchased out of the freezer, put it safely into the refrigerator, and begin the thawing process, and it'll be ready for Thanksgiving. So I just tell people, plan ahead, start thinking about who you're going to invite, what size you need, and all those details, and it'll just make your holiday run that much more smoothly.
What kind of temperature do we need inside that turkey?
Yeah, that's another thing I always recommend for people to get themselves a really good meat thermometer. When your turkey is done cooking, it'll be about 170 in the breast meat and 180 in the thigh. You want to cook that thigh a little bit higher to tenderize that muscle a little bit more. So get your meat thermometer out. If you don't have one, go purchase one. But just a nice little instant read is all that you need to have. And those temperatures are very important because you want to make sure your turkey is cooked early. We do give some guidelines based on the poundage of the size of turkey, an hour guideline. And then you can narrow it down with your meat thermometer and know that it's really done. So there's an insert that comes with every Butterball turkey, and it's really important to read through that and just keep that handy for the day of Thanksgiving.
Well, now that we're going to get in some details, Craig, we're going to go right into the thing when you get a frozen turkey. How long did it take it to defrost? What's the best way to thaw it? And how do we know it's safe?
Yeah, the number one question we get is how to thaw your turkey. Actually, every year we answer thousands and thousands of questions on that. And a turkey thaws about 4 pounds for every 24 hours in the refrigerator. So if you purchase, say, a 20-pound turkey, you're looking at about 5 days in the refrigerator to thaw that turkey. And then once your turkey thaws completely, you have about 4 days to cook that turkey off. So it's better to err on the side of getting it done a little bit early than waking up and having a frozen turkey. If you do wake up and have a partially frozen bird, we can go ahead and give you some quick thaw methods where you can sink it in put it in cold water in your sink and let it thaw about 1 pound for every half hour, and you change the water out every half hour, and that will speed thaw your turkey along. And that way, if it's a little bit frozen, you can get it thawed quickly on the morning of Thanksgiving if you run into a jam.
Talking this morning to Gwendolyn Carlisle, Butterball Turkey Talk Line expert. We talked about this Butterball Thanksgiving Outlook report about lots of people, maybe up to 9 is the average, so a lot of folks are coming in. What if you're dining alone, or it's going to be a small, or just yourself? What advice do you have for folks who are doing that? Best way to celebrate?
Yeah, it looks like this year people are going to be back to what we call pre-pandemic numbers, where they're having about 9 or 10 people around their table, which is really encouraging to see people getting back together. But there is a small portion of the population that is finding it difficult to get together, whether they just moved to a city and they haven't made a group of friends yet, or they live far away from their family and it's very expensive to travel. We've actually partnered with Bumble for Friends. It's this great little friend-finding app that you can use to help you locate some friends in your area, and it would help get you connected so that you could have a Thanksgiving this year with some new friends. So it's just a fun concept that we came up with to help connect people. We're the experts in turkey. Bumble for Friends is the experts in bringing people together, and there's no better way to spend your Thanksgiving than around food and with some new friends. So that's an app that you can use, and a great place to visit if you want to learn some more about that is findyourtable2023.com. It's a great website, and it will help you kind of get set up with Bumble for Friends or learn some more information about how to cook and prep your turkey this holiday season.
When people call the turkey line, are they just talking to you about their turkey, or do they have other questions about other things that are happening around their Thanksgiving in the meal and other things?
We get a lot of questions, actually. Some people call about, how to prep some sides or how to do things at the same time if they have a small kitchen or a small oven or whatever. We take a lot of people through the process of putting their holiday meal on the table, and sometimes that involves things beyond turkey. But for the most part, like I said, we get the basic questions of how to thaw, how to cook, what's the proper temperature, how do I slice or carve, how do I make gravy. Those are some of the typical questions we get. But, we get all kinds of things, and we love to just be a help when people give us a call on Thanksgiving. And it's that 1-800-BUTTERBALL if your listeners want to give us a call this holiday.
How much of a therapist do you have to be on sometimes? You never know what the, right? I mean, you have to sort of get them to slow down or maybe just understand everything's going to be all right. Does that come into play sometimes?
Yeah, it does, because a lot of people panic for some reason when they're putting a big turkey on the table for Thanksgiving, but we try to calm their fears and help them out and not, dispel their concerns, because really cooking turkey is one of the easiest things, I think, but because people don't do it very often, they think it's a little bit harder than it is. So that's what we're here for. But I always do encourage people to check out butterball.com. There's a wealth of information there, from videos on how to carve, how to roast, how to thaw, how to cook. And you can kind of do your homework before you go and purchase your turkey. So butterball.com is just such a great resource. And then, of course, we have the text line, which over the last couple of years, the amount of text messages we get has just exploded with, obviously everybody having their phone in their pocket. But if you want to text us, the number is 844-877-3456. And that number is a great resource because you can send us a quick message and we can hopefully get back to you real quick. So just all kinds of ways you can reach us this year, but we're more than happy to help. And, yes, sometimes we do turn to a therapist, but we're more than happy to do that. We really enjoy it.
Right. We appreciate your time this morning, getting us ready and set for this month of November as it – Thanksgiving will be here before we know it, but we get some good advice and always know that you're on the other end of the turkey talk line to help us out if we need to call. Thanks very much, Gwendolyn. Appreciate your time this morning.